Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. Good to talk with you.
You as well. All right. So what's going on in the West Loop? Is private security going to protect the residents there?
Right. That is a question that's being floated among neighbors in the West Loop. It really was spurred by a couple of pretty high profile incidents that neighbors witnessed, actually, of attempted kidnappings. The West Loop is pretty dense, so it's hard to miss if something's happening there. So neighbors have watched in two occasions women being forced into cars. Both instances, neighbors came out to stop them. One of them actually used bear spray on one of these guys. And it's just really alarmed the neighbors, as you can imagine. So they had a meeting on Saturday with the local alderman. And there was debate about whether they wanted to use some city money or perhaps use like a special assessment to hire private security to patrol the area, which they've already done in Bucktown and parts of Lincoln Park with, you know, varying degrees of support by the neighbors.
All right. Well, we will be interested in finding out what's going on there. I'm interested in what's going on at Home Depot because they have kick-ass hot dogs.
I was thinking about this morning. Every time we talk, it's usually about hot dogs at some point. But anyone that shops at Home Depot is probably aware of the. It's not a secret, but it's a great little place to get a really cheap snack. Get a hot dog for usually about $4 there. They're kicking it up a notch now. They are now offering Wagyu beef hot dogs. They're jumping onto that train. And they said, you know, it's popular now. We're going to still keep the other ones, but we wanted to offer people another choice. So these are more expensive. These are going to be, they've got brats and hot dogs. They're $8.
Jeez.
This is a variation of the Japanese Wagyu beef. This is a blend with an American, but it still carries the Wagyu name. But it's fun. My neighbors and I go there. We call them Depot dogs. I'm going to get a Depot dog. This is all sort of the brainchild of the owner of these spots, which are called Fixin' Franks, Jordan Shirley. She took it over from her dad, and she's been really bringing in some Chicago items to it. She has J.P. Graziano's Jardinera. She's got Mikowski's Real Sausage from Bridgeport. So, you know, not only is it often very cheap, it's also very local and very good. So, cheers. I may get a Depot dog, in a couple hours.
Good for you. And finally, a Chicago divvy bike took a vacation and went to Mexico. Was it an all-inclusive?
It might be a one-way trip as far as we can tell. This was a Chicago guy is down in Mexico right now, Ruperto Vergara, and he's in a town called Santa Ana Maya, and he was outside of a grocery store. He sees a divvy bike. It's unmistakable, as we all know. It's got the Chicago flag symbol on it as well. So obviously very far from home. He said, you know, it's hard to see something you've never seen before in Mexico, but a divvy bike 2,000 miles away from where it should be docked really caught his attention. No real word from divvy sort of laughed it off a little bit. They said, well, you can't blame this bike for heading south for the winter. But they do. Everyone you take out of Chicago affects our riders, so please don't do it. If you see them, report it so they can get their divvies home. I think the hashtag is, if you want to tweet it, hashtag divvy phone home if you see one, and they'll go track it down. But just kind of fun. I'm not sure that looking at the condition of this the one in Mexico, I don't think divvy probably wants this one back. But they said definitely don't steal them and take them out of the country.
Good to know. Great to talk to you, Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, with our extremely local news. Have a great week.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.